A top Pentagon official announced Wednesday that he would be leaving his post. ABC's Martha Raddatz on why this position could have been on the chopping block by the president.
He is essentially number three at the Pentagon, the Undersecretary of Defense. His name is John Rood, and he really was essentially a Jim Mattis guy, the former Secretary of Defense, who also resigned with a little push, I think, from President Trump, or he had just had it.
That's Martha Raddatz reporting.
A man accused of selling fake Tide laundry detergent fined $1,000 and sentenced to a year probation. Kansas Attorney General's office says 44-year-old Brian Glenn of Baldwin City sentenced after pleading guilty last week to one misdemeanor count of counterfeiting. In 2016, law enforcement agents and Procter & Gamble representatives raided Glenn's home.
What an odd thing to decide to sell on a counterfeit system.
Have you bought Tide lately?
Yeah, it is expensive, I will say that. Salvi is ready to play after spending last season in the dugout due to a serious surgery on his elbow. Royals catcher Salvador Perez says that he is ready to get back into action.
Switzerland's Financial Market Authority penalizes Julius Baer Bank for violating its obligations to combat money laundering. Sanctions came down in connection with alleged corruption linked to the Venezuelan state-owned oil company and global soccer body FIFA.
We've been seeing some flurries and snow showers early today. Becoming sunny this afternoon with a high of 31, 17 tonight, 45 on Friday, 52 on Saturday.